Wendy Block is one of the smartest folks when it comes to health policy. She's the director of health policy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and she's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Wendy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
This stuff is way too complicated for me. I'm glad we have you here to talk about Obamacare. What do you expect to happen today?
Well, I think as everyone probably knows, we're expecting a ruling by the court today. It's really hard to anticipate or guess what the court's going to do. There's so many legal arguments on the table. But we are hopeful that the court will strike down all or part of that Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare.
Why?
Well, we really think that it is a bad thing. It will hurt small businesses, stifle hiring, hurt small business growth in our overall economy, and really penalizes individuals who are unable to afford health insurance by charging them with an individual individual tax penalty.
Now, the president has said all along that his aim is just to make sure that health care is affordable for every American here in these United States.
So, unfortunately, Obamacare is heavy on lip service and light on reform. Our members and individuals across the state and nation really do have a problem with the cost of health insurance. Obamacare, though, is very heavy on the access question, so it is intended to help people gain access to coverage. But that's not really the problem that most people have. Most people can go to an individual insurance agent today and say, give me my options. The problem that most people have is the sticker shock associated with the cost of that coverage, and Obamacare does little if nothing to help with that question.
Wendy, is there a way to get people who can't afford health insurance, whether they're poor people, the elderly, kids?
So there are a lot of social safety net programs that are out there today. Again, Obamacare doesn't do too much with that. It just penalizes people who can't afford health insurance. It says if you're an individual and you can't afford health insurance, the government's going to charge you $95 in that first year, and that number is going to keep going up and up. If you're an employer and you can't afford to buy coverage for your employees, we're going to penalize you by a $2,000 per employee tax penalty. So, you know, I think there probably are ways to get people in coverage and to incentivize them to do that, but we believe that tax penalties on people who can't afford coverage is really the wrong way to go.
Wendy, will business leaders in Michigan be watching closely?
Oh, I think so. I think the whole nation probably is going to be really interested to hear how the court's going to rule. I know myself, I'm really waiting for that 10 o'clock hour to arrive and find out finally what the court's going to do on this. We just hope they aren't going to bunt it. So,
all right, Wendy, let's say Obamacare is struck down. What happens?
Well, I think then Congress needs to go back to the drawing board. And I think regardless of the outcome, we hope that Congress will do that, that they will go back to this cost question that really needs to be addressed. So regardless of the outcome, and particularly if the court strikes down the law, you know, Congress has a big job ahead of itself in terms of replacing this law. I think there are a lot of important things that need to be addressed to control costs, to improve quality, to reform the insurance market, and to create that streamlined and simplified marketplace to buy insurance. So it kind of remains to be seen. I think today, unless the court upholds the law, there will be a lot of uncertainty about how to move forward. And so Congress will have a big job ahead of them, depending on how the court does rule.
Wendy, I just got this email from Mike in Okemos, and it says, Tony, your caller is pro-business, and there are those in business who don't have as much of a concern as they should for the worker. Wages have been cut, benefits have been cut, and the workers have taken more of that on. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would say that I'm pro-business. I represent job providers, but I think when job providers prosper and when they turn a profit, that means that they can either put more money in their employees' paychecks or they can grow their business and hire additional workers. So I don't think being pro-business is a bad thing, because being pro-business is being pro-employee, because employers employ employees, and all of us are employees of someone if we're not a business owner ourselves. So, you know, I think that we need to keep that in perspective, that my members are job providers and they help put, you know, food on the table and allow people to pay their bills.
All right. Wendy Block is the Director of Health Policy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. We'll be watching at 10 a.m. to see what happens, Wendy. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.